Welcome everyone, thank you for joining. We continue with Shmir Salosh and Shar Zechir, Perek Tesvav, Shin number 112, where the Chavetz Chaim continues to bring the terrible consequences of people who are involved with Machlokes. He brings a Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin tells us on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph how there were people who had a very regular kvias. That on Friday night, their kvias, their regular way of dealing with each other, is to have machlekes. They would fight with each other, week after week. This was their hanhaga. Until Reb Meir, the great Reb Meir, he followed in the footsteps of Aaron HaKohen, who was Oyv Shalom, Veroydiv Shalom. He got involved with this situation and he broke off the machlokes between these two people week after week to the point where the Satan said, oh, what'd you do? You kicked me out of their house. Let's see the Gemara inside. Gama Satan is garabali machlokes. The Satan entices and incites the bali machlokes to get more and more involved. Hanu Beitrei. There were these two people. The Igri Behu Satan. And the Satan would incite them and get them involved in this machlokes. The Chol Beishimshah have a kominsu Bahadia Dodi. Every Friday night on Shabbos Kodesh, not just the machlokes, but on Shabbos Kodesh, every Friday night, they get somehow some discussion of a machlekes. This is the minhag. They have to fight every Friday night. That's what they did. Ikla Rameir lohasam. Rameir got wind of what's going on. Agvinu tlosu beishimshi ad ovad lu shloma. He broke the chazaka for 3 weeks in a row. Friday night after Friday night after Friday night. Reb Meir was there and he dissolved the disputes, the machlokes that they were having. He made sure they didn't have any machlokes for 3 weeks in a row. And the Ovid Lo Shlomo, but not just that they didn't have machlokes, he was able to make peace with them. Then Reb Meir heard the Satan. He heard the voice of the Satan. Shami de Komer, vai de afke Rameir lahu gavro mi beise. Rameir hears the sudden saying, woe is to me, vai, woe is to me. De afke Rameir lahu gavro mi beise. Because Rameir has kicked me out of his house. Rameir kicked him out of the house of these people. Let's understand what's going on over here. In the positive sense, we know there are dvarim and mekaymis of kedusha. You go to the kaisel, smakim kadosh. You're in the holy place. When the person is in the makim kadosh, there's a push and there's encouragement, a spiritual push to do the right thing, to do mitzvahs, to be involved in kedusha. But the flip side is the same, that when a person is in a spiritual decline, if he's in a place where the Satan is dancing away, literally, week after week, the opposite is true as well. Where the Satan is, he brings all of his bags, his peklach, of destroying people spiritually, of causing them not to grow and accomplish their goal here in life. When the person has machlekes, like these people have machlekes week after week, sometimes we don't realize we have machlekes week after week as well. We read about the stories, we hear this Gemara Gittin, we think, oh, that's ridiculous. How can people do this? We have to ask ourselves, do we have machlekes week after week with anyone? With more than one person? If we do that, we have to realize we're bringing the Satan into our house. We're pushing away the Kedusha. When the Satan is there, that pull to do averus is greater. The pull to do dvarim shebekdusha is much harder to come by. This is the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us over here from the Gemara in Gittin. How the Satan approaches and blinds us, and we don't realize what we're doing week after week. The same people fighting each other. We have to ask ourselves, do we have these situations? Are we aware of these cases? And if so, let us understand how dangerous machlekes is. And to try to avoid it as much as possible.